Pakistan on Monday dismissed India's long-standing claim that Jammu and Kashmir is an integral part of the country, reiterating that the region remains disputed and its status is recognized as such by the United Nations and the international community. Every official UN map depicts Jammu and Kashmir as disputed territory, said Gul Kesar Sarwani, counselor at Pakistan's mission to the UN, while exercising his right of reply at the conclusion of a high-level UN Security Council debate on peacekeeping operations. Sarwani's response came after Indian Ambassador Parvathanani Harish repeated New Delhi's assertion that Kashmir has been, is, and will always be an integral and inalienable part of India. The Indian envoy made the statement in reaction to a speech by Syed Tariq Fatemi, special assistant to the Prime Minister of Pakistan, who had urged the 15-member council to implement its own resolutions that call for a UN-supervised plebiscite to determine the future of Jammu and Kashmir. No amount of obfuscation can change the legal, political, and historical reality. Jammu and Kashmir is not, and has never been, a so-called integral part of India, Sarwani said. He described the region as a disputed territory, whose final disposition must be decided by its people through a plebiscite, as mandated by multiple UN Security Council resolutions. Sarwani criticized India's heavy military presence in the region, alleging that more than 900,000 troops and paramilitary forces are deployed in what he called the densest occupation in history. He further claimed that over 100,000 Kashmiris have been killed since 1989 and accused India of gross human rights violations, citing reports recorded by the UN. Responding to Indian allegations of cross-border terrorism, the Pakistani diplomat said, "It is most ironic that India, which is committing the worst form of state terrorism in occupied Jammu and Kashmir, is portraying itself as the victim." He added that occupiers and colonizers often label legitimate struggles for self-determination as terrorism. Sarwani went on to accuse India of orchestrating subversion and targeted killings in foreign countries, and claimed that India funds and supports anti-Pakistan groups including the Tehrik-i-Taliban, Pakistan, TTP, Baloch Liberation Army, BLA, and the Mujahid Brigade. Pakistan has consistently maintained that a fair and peaceful resolution of the Jammu and Kashmir dispute lies in the implementation of UN resolutions and the holding of a plebiscite under UN supervision. Earlier, on the occasion of Pakistan Day, the illegally detained chairman of the All Parties Hurriyat Conference, APHC, Masarat Alam Butt, along with other Hurriyat leaders and organizations, have extended their warm congratulations to the people and government of Pakistan, praying for the nation's continued progress, stability, and prosperity.